Okay, so let us now take a look. That's sexy. At a few behaviors of others so that we can feel better about ourselves. Yes? Yes. Sunday, a woman in Hawaii saw an SUV crash. She pulled over to help. The two guys in the SUV jumped out and stole her car.
Nice.
Turns out that they had stolen the SUV that had crashed as well. The police caught up with them and arrested them. One of the guys, the other, has managed to get away for now. But don't worry. Dano is on it, and they will catch him. A burglar in Minnesota is our next subject. Remember about 10 years ago when those big mouth Billy Bass singing fish were everywhere?
Hate those.
Did you ever have one?
No, but I hate them.
We had a morning guy who had it in his studio. The singing fish would be part of the show, practically.
Well, they're not out there too much anymore, but I want you to know that they are fighting crime. All right. Earlier this week, a burglar broke into a fishing store in Rochester, Minnesota, and the store had one of those big mouth Billy Bass things on the wall near the door. As the burglar broke through the screen door, he knocked the fish down. When it hit the ground, it started singing Al Green's Take Me to the River.
Scared the crap out of the guy and he left.
Yeah, the river's, you know, take me to the river, drop me in the water. Yeah. Apparently, it spooked the burglar because he dropped the fishing tackle that he had planned on stealing and ran away. Yes, the police are looking for this fella as well. There it is. So who needs those fancy alarm systems? You just need a Billy Bass right next to your door. That's all you need.
I thought I had one more.
Oh, goody.
Oh, well.
It's my favorite part of the show.
Jokes will make
a quick look at the news.
Here we go.
Highly doubtful, but go ahead.
Could the fish sing other favorite songs? I mean, like, I've always liked Let's Stay Together better than...
Clay Aiken is running for Congress
in North Carolina.
Aiken says it will not disrupt his singing career because it no longer exists. Now, this would make Aiken the first politician famous for his pipes, well, since Rob Ford, of course.
Oh!
The head of celebrity boxing has announced that George Zimmerman, the opponent, will be DMX. Insiders predict the winner of this bout will be DMX, while the loser will be the self-respect of anybody who actually watches it.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Miley Cyrus says guys spend all their time thinking about porn. Now, that's not true. It's not true. A lot of us spend time thinking about a magical world where no one solicits opinions from Miley Cyrus.
Are you up?
Huh?
Hmm?
What?
Are you awake?
What?
Okay, oh. I'm just asking. Miley Cyrus says she's cool if nobody listens to her music. Trust me, it gets old after a while, responded her dad. Cher's son, Elijah Blue, says he felt shunned by his parents from an early age. Uh-huh. Apparently, he sensed his parents did not care about his happiness when he realized they had named him Elijah Blue. Now, you heard about this. This is the most silly thing I've ever heard. CVS has announced that they are going to stop selling tobacco products since tobacco products don't belong in a healthcare setting. So now you can focus on buying the other healthcare products you need at CVS, like Doritos, Mountain Dew, Valentine's Day candy, etc., etc., etc.
You have to give them credit for putting their money where their mouth is, though. They're giving up millions of dollars in sales.
No, they're not.
This is a cheap marketing ploy, yep. Because you know what? They still have the booze in the store. In some stores, a pharmacy can't get that license.
Here they
can. So you can buy Captain Morgan, but not Marlboro.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Oh, you're making meth at home? Aisle 3.
Yes. Why, you're buying 30 Sudafed. I see that, sir. Yes.
Facebook has created a personalized slideshow movie for every user. Have you seen it?
Yes.
It's kind of nice. I mean, it's the kind of thing you normally get to see at a funeral. A bionic hand has been developed in Denmark that can actually feel textures. Unfortunately, the hand broke when scientists excitedly high-fived it. That has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we have provided to you for good and not for evil.
As you may have heard, we here at CVS Pharmacy are proud to take the next step in your family's health by phasing out all tobacco products by October 1st. But remember, you can still legally purchase alcohol, uppers, sugary sodas, artery-clogging prepackaged junk food, sharp knives, razors, syringes, and all the individual ingredients to make crystal meth. Yes, it's all here at CVS, where your health comes first.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.